Right.
Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Bob was born without an asshole because he is an asshole.
Oh.
Hey everybody, this is Miles, man. Come on, get it up one time. All right. November. Welcome to November, yeah.
I'm thinking they do the election after Halloween so they can sell more masks, you know?
Yeah.
They got the whole...
Election's coming up.
I think everybody substituted their Michael Myers mask for McCain. They just had a little bit of sprig of hair sticking out of it, you know?
I'm John McCain.
I support this message.
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen Sarah Palin naked. That was our vetting process. I said, baby, let me see the goods. I want to see how you stretch your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see your tingly, naughty parts.
That's right. And then I'll show you mine. They're in a Vietnamese prison. Hanoi Hilton somewhere.
Yeah.
On a hook.
On a hook. Oh. Managed to smuggle a watch home from the Viet Cong.
That's right.
You know how I did that?
It was up my ass.
I love that.
I save this watch for your father. I had it up my ass.
All right, we got it. Yeah. Go rent the movie. What is that? Pulp Fiction, wasn't that in?
Yeah, they have the Pulp
Fiction. Yeah, Chris Walken right there.
The Fantastical.
Funny, man. Yeah.
I was traveling again, and I forget what I was reading, but it was like the best music videos or something like that, and I actually watched the Fatboy Slim where he's doing the dancing and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's
an
awesome
fantastic
video. I'd watch that again, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he does a great job, too.
It's awesome.
It does fantastic. I was like,
who knew?
Evidently, he knew.
Yeah.
I am a great dancer.
Yeah.
Perhaps you have seen my video.
Sounds like a cross between Chris Walken and the Reverend Jackson.
Oh, no, that's right. That's right. I don't think he can dance as well as Christopher Walken, to be honest with you. Jesse Jackson can't, you know.
Yeah.
So, Halloween's over. We're coming up on Election Day. Although I just kept thinking about, our disenfranchised Asian friends calling it Erection Day, and so I just keep giggling about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there's no Asian candidates, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, Erection Day.
Erection Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Lane, kind of lane.
All right. I'm sorry, but I keep thinking about that. I think it'd be funny.
Thinking about an erection.
Vote for McCain on Erection Day.
There you go. Welcome to Static Radio right there.
A vote for McCain is a vote for erection. I don't know. Gotta get out and vote. You gonna go vote?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
I haven't decided. I guess I will.
Well,
I'm really tired of this two-party system. I want a third party, you know. A viable third party. Where's Ross Perot's of the world this year, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's Ralph Nader. Doesn't he always run?
He does. He's running again, but it's just not doing very well.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, what's the difference between McCain and Nader? I mean, they're just both bumbling old guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Old white guys.
I don't know, man.
I think we need some kind of Latina mixed lady to run. That sounds good to me.
Rosie Perez or something.
Yeah, we need Rosie Perez to run for president. That's right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah, right. Yeah, think about it.
Maybe Eva Mendez will go into the politics.
Mm-hmm. Eva Mendez?
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, I don't know. I did. But Halloween just happened, and
right.
We did our, you know, my kids still go trick-or-treating.
Sure.
And it's always tough because I live out in the country, and so there's really no trick-or-treating anywhere near my house.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's just, you know, unless you want to walk for miles and miles, you know, to get like three houses or something like that, so...
You're like Little House on the Prairie. You are so freaking remote.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, but it's...
Yeah.
I've been there,
believe me. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, people just don't go, I can't, because it's not like it's a big neighborhood where you'd have kids, you know what I mean?
Even Amish people drive past your house.
That's
and they're
right.
Like, damn! You know, shit. I don't say you're far out. But,
yeah. So we went to the mall this year because they had a thing, and I thought that was pretty cool. You know, so then the kids got to get a little trick-or-treating in, but we didn't have to, you know, we didn't, I don't like to go to strangers' houses, people I don't know.
Let's go to Genghis former wear.
That's right, let's go to Genghis former wear. So at least you have that going on, you know, but I will tell you that it was a little bit, it was a little bit more than bizarre. I've never done that before.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't too hip on the idea. The only thing I wanted to do was go Chick-fil-A, which we did, so, I got my wish. I was kind of bribed into it.
Chick-fil-A?
Have you ever had Chick-fil-A?
Did you have the center cut at Chick-fil-A?
Have you ever had Chick-fil-A? Tell me.
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
It's, well, for what, some reason, they seem to be a lot in malls, but they're really, they're not just a mall food kind of like Sbarro or anything like that. But
you know,
have a lot of them in malls. I'm against mall food.
Your world and my world are different, I think. We live in, like, different planets, because you always go to shit I've never heard of. You know, tell you.
Well, Chick-fil-A is a fucking delicious, I will put it that way.
Okay.
And if you live down south,
yeah.
There's, like, standalone Chick-fil-A's like there are,
yeah.
You know, McDonald's and stuff. But up here in the north,
right.
They're mostly in the mall, and I hate mall food,
mm-hmm.
But I love Chick-fil-A.
Except
so,
Sbarro. You love Sbarro.
I do not love Sbarro, no.
Yeah.
Sbarro just gives me the shits.
Okay. All right.
Because it's so goddamn greasy.
That's great.
Actually, I got a couple. Well, anyway, let me finish this story real quick, and then I got a quick one for you. So we had Chick-fil-A, which I love, and so we went around and did a trick-or-treating at the stores, and they had people. And I will tell you, that most of them had... very nice, cute ladies handing out candy, which if your mall has a trick-or-treat thing, you would be highly interested in. I would tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if any of them were of age or not, but they were nice, cute ladies
mm-hmm.
handing out candy. And then we stopped by, like, I don't know, I just kind of was tagging along and keeping everybody, you know, in line and everything, And we went by it, like, I thought it was a record store, but for all I know, it could have been a head shop, because these two dudes looked pretty whacked out, and they were handing out pixie sticks. So.
All right. How old are your kids? They're better not have this.
Wait a minute.
You can have one. But
yeah, you
not.
Can have one.
let your wife drive home.
And I was just like, that was bizarre.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, the weird thing was Halloween's on a Friday this year, and so
right.
it was the most weird scene, because you had all these little children in costumes
mm-hmm.
with their parents kind of, you know, in tow.
Right.
And you had the usual Friday night teenage crowd where everybody looked like little Wayne, you know, or or look like a streetwalker or something. So you had, like, I couldn't tell where the costumes ended and where, and, you know,
right.
It was all kind of an age cutoff. It's like...
was it all goth? You know,
there
was
some goths there, and there was some chicks who were really dressed super provocatively that wasn't like Fredericks of Hollywood provocatively, you know what I mean? It's kind of like... jeans and a t-shirt provocative, you know.
I think I know where this story's going. I think it ends with you rubbing one out in the mall bathroom. That's what I think is going to happen here. That's my guess.
No.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
But it's just funny because, you know, you just didn't know where regular Friday started and ended
right.
because it was Halloween. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can remember as my late teens, I would dress up for Halloween. I dressed up as, even though it was actually just before Guns N' Roses, I dressed up to look like Slash one year because I had the hair for it and a hat. So.
And everyone thought you were a Cher, which was weird.
Woo! That's because I kept going, woo! Woo!
Hey, man!
Woo! It's from the Guns N' Roses. But anyway, and then I really tried hard to get my girlfriend at the time to dress up like a groupie. But,
I know where the story's going now. Okay.
She didn't want to be as slutty looking as I wanted her to be, so.
Ooh, want to date a girl.
She ruined it. So. Anyway, even though she was sluttier than she looked, but that's a whole other thing.
Sweet.
So anyway, we went around and got some candy, and it was just one of those surreal kind of Fellini-esque, American mm-hmm. Fellini kind of things with all the teenagers
yeah.
running around and everything, and it was just kind of, you know, I was waiting for the Calliope to start playing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little odd. Mm-hmm. But during this whole time, this is the weird thing, so I had to work, and I was at Tantara,
mm-hmm.
Lake of the Ozarks again, but I had
yeah.
to work over Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
So I actually drove back real quick, did Halloween with the kids, and then drove
right.
back to go work at this thing.
Yeah.
Well, the weird thing is I'm there at Tantara, and I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I go in, and they have a really weird-ass bathroom that they've, like, renovated to be, I think it's very European of some sort. It has these very odd urinals.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they got, like, 25 urinals on one wall, and they're just very bizarre looking urinals. And so I go, you know, I take care of business and I go and I'm washing my hands. And the next thing I know, this, this lady is walking down, wiping off the urinals.
What?
Yes. She was like, she was in there. She came from the back of the 25 urinals. I don't know where the hell she was.
Hey, it's my slutty ex-girlfriend.
No, it wasn't. She was, so the weird thing is I'm washing my hands and I see this cleaning lady like coming from the wrong direction, not away from the door.
Uh-huh.
This bathroom is a labyrinth because actually they have stalls
yeah.
that wrap around. And so I like back-to-back stalls, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
There's a wall with the plumbing and then there's toilets on either side. Anyway, so she was way back in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out and around and I'm washing my hands and I thought, well, that's strange.
Yeah.
Well, this is
yeah.
the kicker, though. Here's the kicker for this.
Yeah.
Later on, I'm talking to this guy and he comes, we're hanging out there in between things and he comes up to me and he's like, I was just in the bathroom and there was a lady in there. And I go, and see, the thing was for him, he was
yeah.
in the middle of doing his business.
Yeah.
And she come walking by. And he's...
I think it was Dr. Frankenfurter.
And so, yeah, he's like standing there peeing at a urinal, but he's like, his thought process was, am I in the wrong bathroom? So he finishes up and he comes out and he's telling us the story as if it's something that's bizarre. I go, yeah, that happened to me a little while ago. So evidently the lady just hangs out in the men's restroom. I don't know what the deal is.
Were you guys looking for like the tampon dispenser?
I didn't see her until after I was finished. Evidently she walked behind him while he was going.
Was she good looking though? Or?
Oh, no, she was kind of this little, she looked like yeah. she was from Peru in the mountains or something, you know what I mean?
This is how I make money.
Yeah, exactly. She may or may not have had all her teeth. I'm not sure. So.
Oh, you want me to clean your toe, huh?
That's right, yeah.
Well, what the hell? You only go to Tantara once.
Yeah, you only go to Tantara. But...
What happens in Tantara stays in Tantara. All right.
So anyway, it was just...
Hey, you look a little bit like my slutty ex-girlfriend. You know that, Rosalita?
It was just a bizarre situation where evidently she just hung out in the bathrooms all day. And
would you dress up like a groupie?
Yeah.
I always wanted that.
Yeah. You know. Hey, you try. When you.
Yeah. Well, you try. There you go.
What am I going to say? I was... So yeah, that's what happened to me. It was an interesting Halloween, and yeah, and I had the Peruvian matron or something there wiping urinals down behind me. So, how about you? Did you guys have fun or what?
Oh yeah, I had a big fight with my wife the day after Halloween.
The day after Thanksgiving? Wow.
Yeah, a year ago almost. Yeah, a year ago. Yeah.
Not been resolved yet. Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That would be like an everyday occurrence, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Would you take out the garbage? I'll do what I can. And then she comes home later, it's overflowing. Why the fuck did you take out the garbage, goddammit? I have a bit of a health crisis this morning. Yeah. I sharted and I had to change. Had to change my clothes again for the third time.
Yeah.
I'm always sharting in the morning, sharting in the evening, sharting in the summertime.
Yeah.
So what happened? What did you guys get in an argument about?
About every 6 weeks or so. My house has turned into a dorm room, I guess. I don't know.
For what?
Yeah, no, my wife's best friend, Desiree.
Oh, she comes and visits, yeah.
Well, no, it's like about every 6 weeks or so, it's like, oh, Desiree's going to go out and get shit-faced and laid, and she wants to come sleep at our house afterwards.
And you have a problem with this after you've seen her naked?
This time I did, yeah. This time I did.
You saw her naked this time?
No, I didn't. No, actually, no,
oh,
I didn't. I
didn't know.
No, I was like sleep. Or went to bed about midnight. It was Halloween, went to bed, right?
Right.
2 o'clock in the morning, she shows up.
Right.
She's not alone.
Oh, really?
No, she's brought she's run into like a former coworker of hers, but it's a woman.
Oh, a woman? Oh,
yeah.
Is she turning all Lindsay Lohan on you or something?
Yeah, I'm like, because I can hear her voice. I'm like, because I'm like, I fall asleep, but I can't stay asleep.
Does it sound like this to the girl?
Give me the wand of love. So it's like 2 o'clock. I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm trying to fall. I cannot fall asleep.
Of course you can't, because now there's two ladies in your house that you don't want to see naked. And you just...
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay.
Let me finish this story for you. You rub one out in the bathroom.
I wish. No, it's like going on 2:30, and they're just having a good old time in my living room. They're just talking away, and, you know.
Where are your kids at for all this?
The bed. We all went to bed like midnight. We stayed up for a while, you know, watching stuff, you know. And it's like 2:30. I go out, and I take a leak, you know. And they
they giggle.
They giggle, because I left the door open, as I like to do, you know. And, you know, my family likes to do that.
Yeah, you do. You guys are like, I was wondering, you have a door on your bathroom.
Yeah.
So would you like to watch me take a dump, please?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. Maybe they didn't get the hint, you know, that they've woken me up, you know, or something. So I wait like 15 more minutes, and so I'm like, well, what would Bob do, you know?
People over, number one.
Yeah, right, you know, right. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to say something. I get up, and I'm like, listen, I don't want to be a dick, but could you two just kind of wrap this up? Right.
Oh, you really? You went out there and said
that? I did. I said, listen,
I thought you'd say take it downstairs. That's what I thought you'd say.
No, you know, because our downstairs has been kind of messed up because we didn't get flooded out, but we got, like, some water down here.
Oh, really?
Several weeks ago, and, like, everything's pretty much tore up down here. Mm-hmm. We do have a bedroom down here, but, you know, everything's just all up in boxes. And it's a long story, but it's not a funny story, I guess. But anyway, So I went back to bed, and all of a sudden I hear some doors closing and stuff. I thought, okay, well, I pissed them off, and they left, because it was like, what? I'm like, wow, I pissed them off. So now I'm feeling guilty.
Right.
But then I can't sleep, so like I'm up. It's like 6-7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
They get up and leave. They went downstairs, like took all the boxes off the bed and stuff, and slept downstairs together.
Yeah.
And like.
So then you ran upstairs and rubbed one out, and the.
Basically, yeah, I rubbed one out. And I'm like, what the hell?
You ruined the party, Miles.
So I bitched at my wife. This isn't a fucking dorm. Fuck. You know, I was just getting all, you know, bizarre. Like, you know, I didn't get to see no girl-on-girl action like I wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Didn't have no film of the video camera or nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
I hear you.
So now, well, my wife's like, Desiree wants to make it up to you.
Oh, really?
So then I start rubbing one out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like a hamburger dick at this point.
Yeah, right, yeah. Look at the bleeding head. She buys me a pizza.
Oh, a Casey's pizza?
No, it wasn't Casey's. Yeah, that would have worked. No, she got me Domino's, which I thought was cheaping out a little bit.
That's cheaping out.
Yeah, I wanted a meat galore.
That's
to make
right.
It right.
Meat enormous.
So, yeah, so we had like this huge. So
Desiree bought me a pizza and said I had a big package, and I was all happy.
Yeah, so that was the peace offering, so I didn't like flip out anymore. But, yeah, I was like totally flipped out. I go, it's not a freaking dorm, you know?
Man, you're just a party pooper.
I know. I'm like,
I'm surprised you didn't, like, you know, go out and spring on some hidden cameras and the nanny cams, and you were going to, you know, catch all the action. And
I don't know if you girls have ever heard of Trio of Love before, but I.
My wife's asleep in there. I'll wake her up if you guys.
The Quartet of Love.
Well, no, I was thinking you'd sit. Remember, your dream is you sit on the sidelines, and so that's. What
oh, not this time, yeah. Not this time.
Just let
like
me
tag team wrestling or something. Like, tag me.
Let me get my my epi stick so I can get a I can get a stiffy here. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. It's a hard on and a needle, and I use it quite a bit. Unfortunately, it's usually just when glamour comes and nobody's home.
Oh,
but
oh my god.
Yeah, don't mind all those track marks on my penis.
Don't mind the flashing red light in the closet there. Don't mind that at all.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. Yeah.
That's nice. So, but nothing happened, huh?
No. Well,
that's too bad. No side boobage or anything, huh?
No, nothing. Nothing. Just me being a dick.
Yeah, I think you're slowing down there. Normally, you'd probably just go and slip into your ninja suit and sit in the dark in the corner and giggle, you know.
Would you like to see my belly?
Yeah.
My belly, would you like to see?
Exactly. I'm surprised you didn't introduce your belly to the, oh, Desiree, who's your friend? Has she ever seen my scar?
Does she like to sleep on her stomach? Does she mind if I do?
See? You got a million jokes to basically.
When life gives you lemonade, or lemons make lemonade, right?
I think that would have got him out of the house quicker, to be honest with you.
I know. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, exactly. I
have some clothing here that you two can wear.
You, my friend, are the Randy Quaid of.
Randy Quaid.
Well, hey there, Desiree.
Well, you girls are looking pretty sharp.
That's right, yeah. Let me, how about I go get on my fancy underpants and I'll come out here and do a little modeling for you.
These are those elephant underwears you heard about.
They got the trunk in the front, what I'm saying?
See, tail. I should have done it that way. I know I could have got rid of them, right? I should have done I should have just came out like, you know, my...
Don't be afraid, honey. Don't squirt for a little while. You know what I mean?
Eating ain't cheating.
It's right. Yeah, those aren't ears. Those are my testicles. Yeah. I like a rub on those, huh? Soft.
I never forget. Here.
That's right. That's right. I never forget a friend of Desiree. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, Eddie.